Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Does it say something I don't want it to say about me if I add myself to the notable alumni section of my college's Wikipedia page? Does that make me a conceited turd, or is that fair game? I feel like it's kind of fair game. I've been a broadcaster 17 years. I feel like it's fair game.
You've won multiple awards. You've got your picture on the side of a building.
I mean
there's a lot of things.
Maybe that's what I link it to. I link it to the show page and then have a like add a picture of my face on the side of the building.
There you go. I mean that looks like fame to me.
Is that like okay, so that y'all know, and I think most of you that have listened to the show for any length of time have figured out, I have fun on the show pretending to be, but am not actually a pretentious turd biscuit. All right. I'm really not. Like, I have a big head physically, but like, I'm not a massive egomaniac. I do think you have to have, let's keep it a buck. You have to have an ego to do this job. I've said this before. Because you have to be able to convince yourself that you are entertaining enough that people want to hear your voice for 3 to 4 hours a day, every day, right? And to believe that that is true, you do have to have a bit of an ego. But the majority of my conceit on the air is usually just kind of like playing a gimmick, just having fun, just goofing off, whatever. I absolutely want to add myself to the notable alumni section of my university's Wikipedia page. And I don't know what that says about me. I don't know if that, is that too much? I'm going to do it anyway. But
I think we all know by the excitement in your voice and the fact that an engineer was employed. You didn't ask him. He heard and he wants to help because mischief. And so, I think you've got to, you're also proving something that I was curious about. We've also always heard that anybody can go on and edit Wikipedia. So now I want to see how much effort it takes for you to actually do it.
I mean, anybody can. It has over the years developed, or at least what I learned during the break, because I just also realized I've never actually edited a Wikipedia article before. What I will say is that people can also go in and challenge your edits. So like, you can't just say anything on there because it can be challenged. And so I'm going to add myself and then I'm going to see how long it takes before somebody goes, no, random dude who happened to luck into a good career.
Listen,
no.
I don't want to diminish or say that the college that you went to is small and insignificant by a certain degree. I don't think they're going to care. And there's only one way to find out. I mean, when you go to a small school, it's not like you're putting down, I don't know, Alabama or something like that. Maybe someone would get up. He didn't go to Bama.
He didn't go to Bama. That's true.
Exactly. But you.
I went to the University of West Florida, or as we regularly refer to it, the University of Lower Alabama.
Right. So, but I think they would be proud to have you on the Wikipedia page.
Well, we're gonna find out as soon as I learn how to do that. It is happening. All right. Texter said, let's see here. Texter said, Andrew Luck announced the firing of the football coach. He is taking it on. Yeah, I think Andrew Luck is the premier in this conversation, right? But Andrew Luck is, as we have mentioned, retired, not playing football anymore, still a young cat. Still a cat with a lot of working years left in him if he elects to do so. I don't think Andrew Luck has to. But if he wants to, he can. And now he's involved in football. On top of that, should Andrew Luck ever get to the point where Andrew Luck wants to make it into the National Football League as an admin of some sort, he has, what a stepping stone, right? If he goes in and he is able to take California-based Stanford in the Atlantic Coast Conference to the next level, that makes him look real good in the eyes of the NFL. I'm less interested in the Andrew Lucks and more interested in the Steph Currys, more interested in the Trey Youngs, more interested in the active players or active broadcasters who, like, very clearly are busy. What is their role within a college sports administration as like a general manager? What is their role? What are their goals? What are they going to set out to accomplish? What are they going to do? Or are they just figureheads within colleges and universities? Are they just there to be glorified fundraisers? And for the record, I don't care either way. Like, if they are there just to be the guys that make phone calls and say, "Hey, Shaquille O'Neal, I need $10,000. Can I please have $10,000? And they get it? That's great. That's great. You cannot survive. Forget thrive. You cannot survive in college athletics anymore unless you got a cash flow, man. Like, unless you got a cash flow. We told you last week that the University of Kentucky, y'all, has floated the idea, and I have not heard if it passed or not yet. I actually need to go research that. But was approaching their board of directors last Friday with the concept of transforming their athletic department into an LLC, making their athletic department an actual business. Hey, House Settlement says we revenue share. We got it. If we take in money, we got to pay the players. They don't have to. We can pay the players out for their part in raising this revenue. Fine. We're going to make ourselves an LLC. Making ourselves an LLC will protect us should any of the players go rogue and sign a lawsuit against us. It will protect us from should the NCAA get sued again in the future. And should that lawsuit fall down onto the schools itself, we are protected from losing our assets to pay this off, whatever. It is morphing into a set of businesses playing under an umbrella. You know, like, what's the word I'm looking for here? Franchises involved in a league or association professionally.
Oh, you mean like the NFL or the NBA?
Oh, I didn't say that out loud.
I was trying to get a point of reference, that's all.
Yeah, I just said it's almost like franchises playing inside of a, again, just pulling words out of the ether here, league or association, right? But like, almost like they're using it as a shield, right? Maybe they could write their letters across the front of that shield.
Okay, I don't get that one, but I got all the other ones.
The NFL, the logo is called the Shield.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hypothetically is what I'm talking about here, though. So it makes sense, much like large businesses do. When a large business wants to promote itself, when a large business wants to up its cash flow, what do? They go and they grab celebrities. And they say, hey, Harrison Ford, will you pimp out our vehicles for us? And they send Harrison Ford and their vehicle out to some farm somewhere and have him pretend he's just some regular blue-collar guy.
All right, missed this earlier, but it's missed it by like a half hour. George Kittle and 49ers agreed to terms on a four-year, $76.4 million contract extension, $40 million guaranteed, making him the NFL's highest-paid tight end. He was sitting out. He hasn't been at voluntary workouts. All that kind of, he was at WrestleMania, though.
He was at WrestleMania. Yes. And the Raw after WrestleMania.
Yes, he was.
Because, of course, why wouldn't he be? Checked out. No issue with that. They got a, as much as the 49ers have gone through this offseason and as much as they have lost in terms of talent, keeping George Kittle, a.k.a. Brock Purdy's BFF in the offense on the field, kind of became a massive priority, right? Like, kind of became the thing they had to do.
Turns out he was a fifth-round draft pick. Hmm.
Turns out you can get some dogs late in the game if you know what you're looking for. By the way, breaking news brought to you by BetQL and the BetMGM Network. Pick up their app. And don't forget to listen to the Best Bet for the Cycle radio program every Saturday from noon to 4, hosted by myself and former Major League Baseball player Cody Decker. So, this college thing. They're just businesses now. And when businesses need to get money in, they grab a celebrity. That is why you flip on the TV channel and you have athletes selling you stuff and movie stars selling you stuff. And I got Sabrina Carpenter out here telling me how much she likes to shake her espresso by Dunkin'. I got Affleck and Damon dressed in track suits talking how much they love donuts or whatever, right? You use celebrities because people pay attention to what they have to say. Is that dumb? I mean, it doesn't really matter. It works. And so now you have colleges and universities that are basically following that methodology. Oh, we have to have money to survive. It's not an option. We have to have money to survive. And if you have to have money to survive, how do you get that cash flow in? You get Shaq to pick up the phone. You get Steph Curry to pick up the phone. You get Trae Young to call the good people around Oklahoma and say, "Hey, y'all remember when I was there and I took you guys to some tournaments and we won some tournament games? You guys remember that? How about you pay me back by putting a few G into the coffers?" By adding to the collective a little bit. And if it works, it works. I am curious to see if we ever find out what the decision-making power of these people is going to be, or if they are just there as glorified celebrity endorsements. Here's my question. You are now in charge of this for your program. Who's your big celebrity that you're calling in to do the endorsements? Who's your big celebrity that you're calling in to make the phone calls and fundraise for your NIL collective and fundraise for your school, fundraise for your football program, your basketball program, whatever? Who's the guy, the gal that you are saying, "Hey, we need some money, so we need you working the phone lines for us"? So who's Ohio State's guy that they're calling right now to say, "Get on the horn and help us raise some cash money"?
Just about any former player. I mean, especially, I don't know, maybe C.J. Stroud, one of the Boses. There are quite a few in the NFL right now.
That's true. There are some Buckeyes in the league. Yeah, just any member of the New Orleans Saints, I guess. Just pick one. Just throw a dartboard at the Saints roster.
that's pretty true.
No, it's not. You want people who are successful. God, well, I hate my football teams.
I named all the ones that were. So
I'm yeah, gonna... no, I know. I was making a crack about it, how my basketball team's or my football team's bad. Oh, my basketball team's bad, too. For the exact same reasons, as a matter of fact. Same owner, same GM. Makes sense.
I don't know. AJ Hawk calls me. I'm probably going, yeah, dude, I only got $50, but you can have it.
But that's what I'm saying, right? Isn't that kind of the point? Isn't that kind of the point? It's right now, if the GM of your football team calls, they would have to tell you that they're the GM of your football team, right? Like, who's the GM of your football team right now? Does your team even have a GM right now? I'm going to suspect most of us don't know. But if Zoe gets a call from AJ Hawk that says, hey, Zoe, I just saw your name on the alumni list, and I was wondering, could you toss us a couple of gur? And Lonzo's like, yeah, I got a couple of milli left in the bank. I can fork some over because you're AJ Hawk, right? But if
I think it takes a little bit more than that. I'm discussing if I were an alumnus of Ohio State and I did have that kind of money, I think I got to have at least a little bit of a conversation. I don't think you automatically go, oh my gosh, Mr. Hawk, thank you. Yeah. Do you need my PIN? I mean, a PIN code? What do you need? I'll give you anything. I think we got to have at least, you know, 5-10 minutes of conversation before I'm just automatically opening up the checkbook.
Put Ryan Day on the phone or no. Give me Ryan. Put Will Howard on the line and I'll think about it.
I just thought about, you know, another alumnus that could give you a call and you would say, okay, how much you need is Mike Vrabel, because you'd just be scared.
That's not unfair. Give me money.
Okay.
Dude. You got it, boss.
Yeah.
You bought it. You got it, boss.
You want me to bring it to you personally? I mean, you know.
Forget my PIN. I'm just going to give you the whole ass bank account number. You ready, Mike? All right, let's take a break. We'll come back here in just a minute. We have talked some NBA playoff games from last night. Let's take a look at some NBA playoff games tonight because we've got four of them on the docket. Indiana can cap their series against the Bucks tonight. The Knicks can cap their series against the Pistons tonight. The Celtics can cap their series against the Magic tonight. And LA, the Clippers edition, and the Nuggets square at 2-2. I despise that game starts at 10 o'clock tonight. I have to take a nappy nap today because I have got to be awake for that game tonight when it tips off. It's not an option. So we'll talk about those games and more when we come back. The Rob Brown Show, The Fan Upstate.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Four NBA games on tap this evening. Three of them have a team on the brink of elimination. And that says right now all I need to say about round one of the NBA. I am not a less sports guy. In fact, quite the opposite. I'm a more sports guy. However, and this is going to be weird coming from me, I think, for a lot of you, but hear me out. Before you cast judgment or aspersion upon me. There are some things in sports that should remain sacred. Stop. Wait. Don't yell at your radio just yet. Because you go, wait a minute, Rob. Aren't you pro portal and NIL guy? It has ruined college football. Yes, I am. But I am also the guy that has said the things that make college football special aren't making sure college football players are obligated and forced to stay on a team and in a jersey that they don't want to wear. The things that make college football special aren't the fact that a handful of suits at the top make tens, if not hundreds, of millions of dollars every year, and the guys y'all actually tune in to watch play make, well, they get a free education, dollars every year. No, no. What makes college football special?
Why are you using that voice about education? I mean,
because
you use your haughty voice.
That is not my haughty voice. I am very pro-education. I am very pro-education. Community college should be free in this country. You want to bring out Liberob the Woke Warrior? Here we go. Okay?
It's like socialism, but what do I know?
Yeah, so is the police department, but we're all good with that, right? Yes, thank you very much. I am all about investment in the future, for sure. But I also recognize when some people are getting shafted. Now, what makes college football special is not the things impacted by the portal or NIL. What makes college football special are the things that we truly love about it. It's Howard's Rock and running down the hill. What makes college football special is Cocky coming out of the caboose. What makes college football special are marching bands and cheerleaders and all the things that we do in the game that, if you really think about it from the outside in, are kind of silly, but we love doing them. That's what makes it special, yeah? There are some things in sports that need to remain special. And to me, making the playoffs should be something that is special, that is to be celebrated. Yes, I understand that nobody's hanging a banner for made the playoffs. But doesn't it feel kind of nice when your team makes the playoffs? And wouldn't it feel nicer if we weren't just having the playoffs? Now, in fairness, my argument is kind of shot down by the fact that in these playoffs, you do have a couple of lower seeds that have pushed a couple of higher seeds to the brink, specifically the Minnesota Timberwolves, the 6th seed, and the Golden State Warriors, the 7th seed. But when we have an opening round of the playoffs where there are effectively two competitive series, does it not kind of feel like maybe too many teams are getting in? Does it not feel like we don't have – the elite of the elite. Why were the, and we brought this up going in, why were the Miami Heat in the playoffs? Like, in what world did it feel like the Miami Heat had any chance of doing anything in the playoffs? It didn't. Why? I like the Orlando Magic in the direction that the franchise is going in, building around Paolo Banchero, bringing in young guys, moving on from guys who had been there for a couple of years and done nothing and saying, yeah, they're talented players, but at the end of the day, the future's in the future, not in the present. I like where Orlando's going, but there's no world that the Orlando Magic were competitive in the East this year. The argument is kind of blown up in the West by the fact that the 6 and the 7 seed are both up 3-1 over the 2 seed and the 3 seed. But if we're keeping it a buck here, the 7 seed, Golden State, is up specifically because they got Jimmy Butler and they got healthy coming into these playoffs. Golden State had a, I think, wildly disappointing regular season. And they snuck in. They backdoored their way in with a late push from Jimmy Buckets. I mean, I guess that's the reason we keep the NBA playoffs as expanded as they are. But let's not forget that on top of that, we also had a play-in tournament that, as Lonzo pointed out, are effectively the playoffs. We have a play-in tournament that are the playoffs, which means there were two other teams that were involved in this. I kind of feel like the NBA needs to ramp the playoff prestige up by bringing the number of teams that get in down. Because with this many teams in, it creates a couple of worlds. It creates a world, well, first off, where the playoffs take forever. Again, I'm usually not a less sports is good guy. I am watch as many college football bowl games as I can get my eyes on guy. But here's the thing. Those college bowl games are not prestigious like the playoff games are. They're exhibition games, and they're treated as such by both the teams that are playing in them and, keeping it a buck, you guys as the average college football fan. Y'all aren't watching the Bahamas Bowl, okay? You're not watching the Popeye's Chicken Bowl. You're not watching the whatever bowl, the Poinsettia Bowl. You're not watching any of that, or at least most of you aren't. You're not watching a Wednesday 11:30 in the morning live from Dublin bowl game. You don't care, right? This is the teams have a chance to win a championship game. If you are the type of person who says we are decreasing the importance of the regular season, you want to know how you make the how the NBA, you want to know how you get them away from load management, you want to know how you get them away from superstars sitting out 6, 7, 12, 14 games a year to rest? Very simple. Make it tougher to make the playoffs. Make it to where there is more weight on the regular season. Do you think that Golden State would have had as many, as doesn't really feel like they're taking it all that seriously, games in the regular season, which decreases the reasons to watch those games and therefore the ratings themselves? Do you think they wait that long if they weren't sitting with 3 weeks left in the season and going, yeah, I mean, we're an above 500 team. Not by a lot, but we're an above 500 team, so we don't really need to try that hard. We can rest Steph. We can rest Draymond. You want to get away from that? Make it to where a 44-win team has no idea if they're in the playoffs not we know where we are, we're going in, now it's just a matter of where we're seated. make Golden State as a 40-win basketball team, a 42, a 44-win basketball team, make those last 2 weeks them playing for their lives. Because instead of 10 teams from a 15-team division going into the playoffs, which is what we have, 10 of 15 teams in the West are going in. Make it to where 8 go in maximum. I'm not talking play-in. I'm saying maximum 8 teams get in. Absolute maximum. Get rid of the play-in tournament, which I want to love. I love the regular season tournament. I want to love the play-in tournament. But realistically speaking, there's been like in the history of the play-in tournament a couple of years along, there's been like two play-in teams that have done anything in the actual playoffs. Get rid of it. The top 8 teams maximum go in. And let's make it feel like some of these teams that seem content to go win 42 games at the end of the year feel like there's a little bit more pressure late in the season. Make it to where some of these teams that midway through the season at the 30-game mark, where they go on a stretch, where they don't play their starters for 2 or 3 games and then fall off from there, make it to where those games have weight. You guys know, again, every time I talk baseball, I get 50 people who go, come on, Rob, it's game number 18 of 162. I understand. How many divisions in baseball have been won or lost by one game? A lot. Every year, there's 2 or 3 divisions that come down to a game. Guess what? A game in April matters. Maybe you throw away a game in April that you go, we don't want to get tired. It's only April. And then you lose your division by one game. Give me that feeling in the NBA. Because when 10 of 15 teams in both conferences get in, it doesn't really feel like the pressure is there in the regular season. And I'd like it to. I'd like it to. But right now it doesn't. Texas said the NBA is not going to get back that money. I mean, at the end of the day, that's the reason none of this is going to happen. But like I said, I just feel like in sports, some things should remain sacred. And you're threatening taking away from the sanctimony of the regular season. That's not the right word, but it's the one my brain said. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Shut up. Nobody asked you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Rod Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. Rob, Lonzo, and you, 844-326-3663 is the number to be a part of the show. I want to play you a quick clip real quick and get your thoughts on it, especially you ladies out there being a member of the Armada. This audio is from Kiss 108, Boston's number one hit music station. They do as many shows do, because it's easy free content. They do a segment where they offer marital advice and or suggestions when relationships maybe hit a bit of a snag. And I've come across a couple of these clips, and ordinarily, I'm like, you guys are making a mountain out of a molehill here. Rob Brown, the doctor of love, is here to help. But this one hit a spot. This one I was like, oh, that's a rough one. This is a young lady and her husband, I think it's boyfriend. It's not even husband. It's boyfriend status. They hit a snag in their relationship a couple of weeks ago. It was it was Easter Sunday, and the young lady in the relationship had a plan for her family to get together, and they were going to meet the boy toy for the first time. Except for old boy toy had a situation that developed. What's the right way to handle this situation? Okay, so unfortunately the clip cut off there. The boyfriend went on to say that he has spoken to the family, but he's not met them in person yet. The young lady went on to say that the family has put plans together for their Easter dinner. The big portion of her argument that she leaned on for a minute there, in that spot was that mom put together a headcount for food. They got food, enough food to feed new boyfriend. New boyfriend said, whoa, 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 whoa. I got these tickets last minute. A buddy of mine pulled up and said, hey, I got playoff tickets, bud. Easter Sunday night, the reigning, defending, undisputed world champions. He went on to say that he has been a lifelong Boston Celtics fan and has never gotten to go to a playoff game. Buddy pulls up, says, I got some ticks. They're free. Let's make this happen. He said, I offered to the family to do like midday brunch, maybe a little Easter Sunday breakfast brunch kind of deal. I'll take care of everything. I just wanted to go to the game. And she's saying, absolutely not. It's first chance to meet my family in person, and you committed to this. Let's go. Homeboy says, yeah, I committed to it, but that was before I knew I had playoff tickets to go see the reigning defending in person. I got to go to this game. Amber! And Amber said, no, 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 no. You got to come to Easter Sunday dinner. Can I keep it a buck here? 90% of the time.
So you're not going to go bros before
basketball?
Yeah.
90% of the time, in a situation like this, I'm like, dude, suck it up, right? If you like this gal, suck it up. If you like this chick, suck it up. If you love this lady, suck it up. It's a game. But I'm kind of Team Jeff on this one. I'm kind of Team Jeff. This is a playoff ticket. This isn't like it's February. middle of the season. You're playing Charlotte, right? You're playing Atlanta. This isn't a throwaway middle of the regular season game. This is a free playoff ticket to go see the reigning defending, who, by the way, are the betting favorites to win the NBA title, to say, I got to see the back-to-back NBA champions play a home playoff game at the Garden. I got to tell you, and he offered up an alternative. Yeah, he committed to dinner, but he offered up an alternative. I will take the whole fam out to brunch, but I got to go see this game. And on top of that, and here's the kicker. They're not married. This isn't a marriage. This isn't a, like, oh, it's our first Easter together as a married couple. This is dating couple. And while, again, normally I find myself going, dude, suck it up here, I am going to say, and Amber's not going to want to hear this, he's been committed to the Boston Celtics longer than he's been committed to you.
Okay, so I don't know about all that. I do know that relationships are a matter of understanding in both ways. And if she cared about him as much as she might be pretending to care about him, she would understand how important this is. There'll be many more opportunities for him to meet her family. But in this case, I mean... tickets for something like this don't come along very often.
Nope.
They don't.
And my man straight up said, never been to a playoff game. Been a Boston fan my whole life. Never been to a playoff game. This is a spot where I feel like sometimes, not always, but sometimes, sports people and non-sports people can work out. Okay? My wife loves college football. She loves women's college basketball. Of course she does. She's a South Carolina Gamecock fan. Of course she loves some women's college basketball. But she's not, she has adopted the Saints. But she really likes sports. She does not love sports. She does not have this love of the game that I do. I have dated women before who had zero love of sports. None. Did not care about it, didn't like it, didn't understand it, had no interest in learning to. And that was problematic for yours truly, because the love of the game is never going to turn off. I have had one relationship where I have pointed out in the to a young lady that, you know, I like you a lot. I could see us being a thing long term, but you have to understand, I have been a fan of this sport, game, team, whatever, longer than I've been a fan of you. I have invested more in my professional football team than, unless we get married and stay married for a very long time, I have invested more in my football team than I will be investing in you. So, again, if this is like game number 42 of 82, if this is the midway point of the regular season, then 100% I'm like, Jeff, relax, buddy. It's a regular season game. You've got opportunity. Like, getting tickets to go see the Celtics, it's not easy, but it's not tough either. In this spot, Lonzo, I think I'm Team Jeff. I'm sorry, Amber. You seem like a perfectly nice lady. It is obvious that family matters a lot to you, which for me as a guy is very important. It is an important, not a deal breaker, but it is important to me that my lady and her family have a good relationship. Selfishly, because my family and I have a good relationship. And if you and your family don't have a good relationship, it is possible, probable, that at some point I'm going to go, hey, this thing is important to me because my family is important to me and it's important to them, therefore it's important to me. And you might go, it's just a family event, dog. Like, relax a little bit. And that's going to be a problem for me. But in this spot, I am going to say, Amber, you may not understand it. This dude is committed. Jeff is committed to the Celtics in a way that he is not committed to you, because y'all are dating, man. Like, you're in the game. Even if it is far enough along to meet the family, my man has put years into this basketball team. He has put, what, weeks into you? Maybe months. Maybe he's put months into you. Realistically, he's put weeks into you at this point. And if that is the case, I think Amber's got to chill. I think Amber's got to understand this is, I'm not going to say once in a lifetime, but so far it's once in Jeff's lifetime. I was going to say, how old are y'all, right? Like, how old are you? If you're like 24, then maybe I'm a little more understanding of Amber. But realistically, I'm not. If this cat is truly a lifelong Boston fan, Amber's got to recognize he's committed to this basketball team. If she doesn't, and this is what I'd say to Jeff, if she does not understand that you are lifelong committed to this basketball team, that's going to say to me, this is going to be an ongoing problem in y'all's relationship. Because there's going to be a Tuesday night where it's date night and she wants to go down to the coffee shop to watch her favorite poet read choices, selections out of her book. And you're going to go, yeah, babe, we're playing the Knicks tonight, though. We're playing the Knicks, and it's like kind of a big deal, right? This could determine who gets the one seed in the East. My wife may not be on board when I go, yeah, babe, I can't go out tonight because the Braves are playing the Mets. But if I tell her, and that's a divisional game, and it could be for me, she'll go, all right, I understand it, right? She may not be on board with it. She may not love it. But she'll understand. And I got to tell you, I think the important part, for those of you that don't find a unicorn, that is to say, a lady who loves sports, not your team, sports. My wife, again, she doesn't love the Saints like I love the Saints, but she gets it, and she likes the Saints. So when she'll ask me during football season every week, she's like, when did the Saints play this week? And if I say they got the Thursday night game, well, we're not doing Winehouse Thursday that night then, right? What the trade-off is that I'm not going to say, oh, it's Patriots-Chargers on Thursday, so can we skip Winehouse night? I'm going to go, who cares about Patriots-Chargers? It's my wife. We're going Winehouse night on Thursday. I'll catch up on what I miss. But if the Saints have the Thursday night Amazon game, she'll cancel Winehouse Thursday. That's all you're looking for. The understanding that if you go, yeah, I know you're not the biggest Braves fan in the world, but we got the Phillies on Thursday, so no Winehouse night, for her to go, okay, if you say this one's important, now, that takes sacrifice on the fellas' half. You can't say that every game is as important as every other game. Because if you try to sell her that Braves game 2 against the Rockies tonight is as important as Sunday night when the Dodgers come to town, then Sunday when the Dodgers come to town, the weight isn't going to be there. But I think Amber has to have some understanding
of
Jeff.
Where is the prospective father-in-law on all this? I mean, I'm sure Dad could step in and go, hey, he's got tickets. If I were him, I'd go too.
That's fair. And it does sound like Amber has the whole family together, right? But that's fair. I would probably, and I would think at this point, like, he would know, right? Like, you got to know some. If you're deep enough in that you're meeting the family for Easter Sunday, by that point, you got to know some stuff about the dad. If you know Dad's a big Celtics fan, I'd be like, ask your dad. Your dad will tell you how much this matters. Your dad will be like, yeah, Amber, you kind of got to let him go. Like, we're not going to be mad. We understand. If Dad's not a basketball fan, not a Celtics fan at this point, then you got to know Amber's background. You're going to know Amber's background. You're not winning Amber over because Dad's not over. And if Dad's not over, Amber's not coming over. But if Dad's a big C's fan, Lonzo's got a point. You probably got Dad on your side at that point. So, all right, that's my thought. Bo made a joke after I... Never mind. Bo, I get you, dog. He made an inappropriate joke, and I really like it, Bo, but I can't read it. But I like it.
Wow, but you thought about doing it.
I really did. Well, it's like, it's a thinly veiled euphemism. I said old Jeff, have you put weeks into Amber? Have you put months into Amber?
Okay, you can stop.
There it is. You get it. You get it. So did Jeff. Back after this, Lonzo Sports Flash.
Restraint sometimes is difficult. Two NBA games last night. I did. The Cavaliers finished a sweep of the Miami Heat with a 138-83 beat down. Cleveland was led by Donovan Mitchell's 22 and DeAndre Hunter's 19 off the bench. The Golden State Warriors now lead the Houston Rockets 3-1 after a 109-106 win. Jimmy Butler scored 27 in his return from injury. Two Stanley Cup playoff games last night. The Panthers knocked off the Lightning 4-2 to earn a 3-1 lead over Tampa. And the Stars led the Avalanche 3-2 after a 6-2 blitz of Colorado. The Atlanta Braves started a 3-game set against the Rockies with a 6-3 win last night. Bryce Elder secured the win with a 6-inning, 5-hit, 3-run night with 4 Ks, while the Braves tagged Colorado starter Ryan Feltner for 10 of their 14 hits. Make sure you tune in to hour number 4 of the Rob Brown Show, because it's coming up next right here on Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.